right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. Sandy Williams is on the line. And before we go to the phone lines, you know, Sandy, before we and during the break, we were talking about how history is going to see this battle. And people are going to celebrate and say, look at Ukraine stood up to this beast. And they've done some great things, and we celebrate Ukraine.
I'm not sure that's how history will look at it. I think that's how it's being looked at right now.
Right.
Because during this process of the fight, it's like, I suppose, a mixed martial art contest that goes on for quite a while, and people are remark about what a great fight it is. But, you know, when David fights Goliath and David doesn't win, and that's really the altogether probable outcome here. You know, in fact, sometimes people from the U.S. State Department utter what I think is maybe the policy that we're pursuing right now, which is we're gonna help this war. We're going to help Ukraine resist Russia to the point that Russia exhausts its resources so it's not capable of doing this in another place. But that doesn't mean that it won't accomplish it in this place. And if it does accomplish what it was trying to negotiate for before the war began, then what will happen is the outcome for Ukraine will be the same as if the war didn't occur in terms of the outcome. But in the meantime, Ukraine will have suffered a terrible tragedy. And I think history will look at this as a terrible tragedy for Ukraine.
All right, let's go to the phone line. Sam, who do we have up first?
Gary from Sussex is on the line.
Hey, Gary, what's going on? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Well, I want to say hi to both you guys. I love listening to Sandy. And so I'm excited that we get a chance to talk to him. I got one question for you, Earl, and Sandy, you can answer it too. Why has the Milwaukee Common Council want to charge the Republicans $6 million to have the convention in Milwaukee when it's going to help the people in Milwaukee and the businesses in Milwaukee? And then they didn't want to charge the Democrats a couple of years ago when they were going to have the convention there.
First off, Gary, it's off topic. And, you know.
I'll go back on topic. But that was just one
Sandy, question. Sandy, you want to respond?
Well, I think it's being debated, and I'm not sure that the leadership is taking the position of wanting to charge for it. My perception reading the news is that it's not a decision. It's a discussion right now. And so I don't have much to say about it. You know, I think that they have to weigh the pros and cons.
Well, I had on Dr. Michael Rosen week before last or last week, and he was able to prove that none of these conventions ever wind up making money for the host cities, and he had documentation to back that up. So that is part of the reason. He wrote an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel
two years ago for the Democrats, it was going to make money, but now all of a sudden it's not going to make money.
Well, Dr. Rosen again, said it doesn't matter where it is, it doesn't make money for the city. But go ahead.
All right, back on topic about Ukraine, the last thing you guys are talking about, I want to make a comment to Sandy. Do you believe that Russia would have attacked Ukraine if they would have been part of NATO?
Well, no, but they weren't going to become part of NATO because it was pretty clear from all the intelligence that Germany and some other of the NATO countries weren't going to allow Ukraine to join NATO. The United States was flirting with Ukraine, talking about the possibility of joining NATO, just as back in the first decade of the 2000s, they talked to Russia about joining NATO. And would they have invaded? Probably not. But would they have invaded Ukraine if we had not armed Ukraine and given them the wherewithal to resist negotiating with Russia in the same manner that, for instance, Georgia negotiated with Russia over the relationship with Russia?
Well, I understand that. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sandy.
Well,
I'm not CJ, you know, here. I don't talk over you guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Well, I didn't mean to talk over you either. Georgia and Ukraine were in more or less the same position in terms of being separate entities, separate ethnicities, and we did not decide to arm or create the wherewithal for Georgia to resist its negotiations with Russia back in the first decade of the 2000s, when Georgia elected a Western leaning president, and Russia exerted some influence at that point to keep Georgia from embracing the European Union and NATO in a manner that was uncomfortable to Russia. And Georgia is prospering. Georgia has entered into arrangements which creates a very tight relationship with Russia, but Georgia is processing in the meantime. And so we aren't very, and we aren't troubled by the situation in Georgia. And we might not well have been troubled with the situation in Ukraine, but we decided affirmatively to give Ukraine the wherewithal to resist Russia and its negotiations back in 2010. And ever since 2010, there have been troubles that have sort of dragged us into the fray to increasing levels.
Well, the thing is, Putin made Zelensky promise that he would never join NATO. And to me, if we're going to be sending $40 billion over there, plus a lot of military aid and everything else, to me, I don't know if I was president of the United States, whether you're Democrat or Republican, to get ourselves mixed up in something like this if they weren't willing to join NATO. You know, that's my opinion. And I think that,
well, that
if they weren't willing
to... You're in absolute agreement. You're in absolute agreement with me. You see, we don't really have the geopolitical appetite, and Ukraine is not critically important enough to us for us to want to send troops and put boots on the ground in Ukraine, right? And you're saying the very same thing, and because we aren't willing to put boots on the ground, we shouldn't have Ukraine in NATO, because if Ukraine was in NATO, we would have to have boots on the ground now.
Exactly. But I don't believe if Ukraine was part of NATO, I don't believe the Russians would attack. They wouldn't.
Well,
they would never attack a NATO country, because they would have the entire world after them, you know? And you can't beat everybody.
But the reason why Germany wasn't...
Thank you, Gary. Thank you for the call. Go ahead, Sandy.
The reason Germany didn't want Ukraine in NATO was the very fact that Ukraine does have some very strategic importance to Russia, and there was a potential risk that Russia would risk it all. They've come close to risking it all on this invasion of Ukraine, and the Crimea, and particularly Sevastopol, is very critically important to Russia. And so, you know, I think we like to minimize in our mind the notion that Russia would have strategic interests in a part of Ukraine. But Sevastopol was part of Russia and part of the Russian Empire since the 1800s, and is the most critical southern port for naval vessels that Russia has. And it's in Crimea, which was part of Ukraine.
All right, we've got to go to a break. On the line, Sandy Williams. You two can join us, 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.